more of Life Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Across the country, the story of Chicana history is being collected in a project called Somos Latinas. The project came to Wisconsin in 2012 through Dr. Tess Arenas, a Milwaukee native who is the director of service learning and a faculty associate for the Chicana and Latina Studies Department at UW-Madison. She created Somos Latinas Digital History Project, in which she and her students document the stories of Latina activists in Wisconsin. Arenas' work will be the feature of an event tomorrow evening at Alverno College benefiting the project. Arenas tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce why she and her students are focusing on preserving Latina voices.
Well, we've had a breakthrough in the past decade of new books coming out, both scholarly and semi-scholarly, about Latinos in Milwaukee and, of course, like I said, Esperanza in Waukesha. And they're terrific additions to the literature and long-awaited. However, the presence of women has always been problematic in the literature. We're absent. And as a feminist, a scholar, an activist, when the Chicana Por Mi Raza National Project, collecting women's archives of activists, approached me to consider doing a Wisconsin version, I said, when can we start? And so what we've done is given undergraduate students the opportunity to hear the stories of powerful, empathetic, action-oriented Latinas over the age of 50 throughout Wisconsin. And there are many interviews. We've gotten over 30 thus far. We've been at it for a year and a half. And we think we'll exceed our goal of 50. And if all goes well, there'll be a text written.
Why is a project like this so crucial and so important to document now?
We've targeted Latinas over the age of 50 before we lose them. And I'll give you a really good example. We interviewed a dynamic woman, 77 years old, who's been active in Racine, Milwaukee, and Madison. Her first interview was spectacular. My students were spellbound and asked, could they do a part two? Because her life was so rich with experience. And she agreed. We showed up. The crew was ready, cameras, interviewers, and no one answered the door. It was getting late. We're pounding on the windows, calling out her name. She lived alone. I finally reached her daughter in Racine and found out she had been hospitalized the night before. We never got part two. And that's why we're targeting women over 50.
What are students learning as they're collecting these interviews?
They get assigned a woman who we believe qualifies for inclusion in Somos Latinas. They go out and research to find out about these women. They develop their own interview questions. The student then, with the team and I, go visit the women wherever they choose to be interviewed. A student conducts the interview. Another student records it. Another student edits into DVDs. And another set of students and I work on collecting the archives of these women. And the DVDs and the archives will be part of the Somos Latina collection in the Wisconsin Historical Society. They're a partner also. So the students are learning field research at an undergraduate level. And what I'm finding is that the students, as a result, are thinking about graduate school, which is my goal, of introducing more complex ideas at the undergraduate level to encourage graduate and terminal degrees. And the students love the work. And I tie it to the course that I'm teaching. It is not a side project. They use their experiences in the field to learn the course material better. Because the research says when you do service learning or community-based research, you will retain the core information of a course at a much deeper level and much longer throughout your lifetime.
What kinds of questions are the students asking that's connecting what they're learning in the course with what they've found out about these women before they interview them?
What's a good example? Well, this semester, I have students in a class on the U.S.-Mexico border. And at first, the students said, what's the connection to Wisconsin activists? And then I explained that historically, Wisconsin has a constant influx of migrant workers who do cross the border, and who are also U.S. citizens from Texas and Arizona and Florida. But many of these women have crossed the border or have border perceptions or border experiences. So in this case, not only are they going to ask these women about their activism in their local cities, they're going to ask them about their border experiences, perceptions, etc. So in each course, we add new questions that pertain to the course curriculum, as well as documenting these women's contributions in bilingual education, health and human services, running for office, opening businesses, etc.
Do you feel like this project is getting people to ask that question, why have Latina voices been excluded in the past?
Always. The Wisconsin Historical Society partner, Jonathan Nelson, chief archivist, has told me that in general, the priorities are for Latino, African American, Native American, and Asian history. And the Historical Society specializes in social and political movements. So on December 6th, the Office of Service Learning and Community-Based Research, where I'm also the director in the College of Letters and Science, will be hosting a forum for other faculty in these ethnic studies programs to think about how they might want to contribute to preserving history for their communities in Wisconsin.
What will be done with the videos of the interviews once they're all collected?
They would go to the Historical Society, and then working through the Department of Public Instruction, we're going to inform the K-12 and local colleges of their existence. And we will be creating lesson plans to be used, K-12 and college level. And then, once the districts and the colleges are aware of their existence, they can get copies of the DVDs, and they can either visit the Historical Society or go online and look at the archives.
What makes Wisconsin ripe to mine for these interviews and these stories to be told through Somos Latinas?
The migrant stream and the new influxes in communities across the state. Traditionally, when we think of Latinos in Wisconsin, we think of Racine, Kenosha, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Sheboygan. We're finding Latinas in newer communities, especially in the Fox Valley region, in Nina Menasha, Oshkosh, Appleton. We're also finding them in Beloit, Lake Geneva, Delavan. Delavan's an older community, too. But there's been a new influx over the past 15 years of Latinos who have settled in the Fox Valley and other northern regions of the state. And we want to document what they're doing.
Now, you're doing a fundraiser to benefit the Somos Latinas Digital History Project. Tell us a little bit about the event.
I'm the show. This is all student-run, and I came to this kicking and screaming for several reasons. This is not about me. I don't care to be documented. And they wanted me to do it around my poetry, which I am very private with. So after several conversations, I succumb. And so the Alverno event is Friday evening, my alma mater. That was my condition. I would do this if I could do it at my alma mater to see the sisters who groomed me. Once again, and thank them. So it'll be a mix of poetry and interview.
Now, the theme of the evening is about Latina resiliency. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Like any working class woman, you know, we've had challenges in our lives. And I think that's how that title evolved. Like other women, you have marriages that fall apart, messy work situations, and I've been known to bounce back over and over. So I think that's where that came from.
Well, Dr. Tessa Reynas, thank you so much for giving us a peek at the Somos Latinas Digital History Project, and good luck at the event.
Oh, thank you so much.
Dr. Tessa Reynas is the Director of Service Learning and a Faculty Associate for the Chicana and Latina Studies Department at UW-Madison. Some of the work of that program includes participating in the Somos Latinas Digital History Project, and Reynas's work will be featured at the Night Exploring Latina Resiliency with LaTess fundraiser tomorrow evening at Alverno College. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. One last break, and then a preview of upcoming Baroque offerings from the ensemble Musical Offering. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.